You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Boxing Podcast. Alex Dunn in the studio, joined on the line by Steve Bunce, all the way from New York. A very good morning to you, Buncey.
And a good morning to you from a storm-ravaged New York.
Oh, is it?
We thought Anthony Joshua might take the city by storm, but in place of that, a genuine storm came. I'm talking about water sloshing down the street, making the broad boardwalks here look like Venice. Like Venice it was last night. I've never seen weather like it in a city.
And there's me thinking that we were interrupting your lovely holiday on the build up to a fight. And there you go. We woke you up nice and early for a podcast, and it's chucking it down outside.
Yeah, I've got to rearrange all of my sodden clothing. I got soaked through to the skin twice yesterday. I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm just giving you the facts.
Fair enough. What a weekend of sport we have to look forward to. And it culminates in Anthony Joshua seen back out in the ring. And we haven't seen that much of him in the last 18 months or so, actually in the ring. It's good to see him back, even though there was a bit of deliberation for a little bit of time, Buncey, about who he'd be fighting.
Yeah, well, a perfect opponent was chosen in Jarrell Baby Miller, but unfortunately, Baby Miller fell out of bed. And that's a pity, really, because he's from New York and he's a big talker. And one of the things that helps sell fights, especially in America, is if there's a local guy involved and if he's got a big mouth. Well, Miller ticked both of those boxes. Sadly, he also failed several drug tests. So a replacement was dragged in, a man called Andy Ruiz. He's been on site for five weeks. Plus, when he was told about the fight, he was just a couple of days away from his last fight. So he's in relatively good, sharp condition. He took the fight that others didn't want to. For that, Andy Ruiz needs to be applauded.
I was going to say, preparation-wise for him, you wouldn't have thought it'd be perfect. But as you said, he is at least fit. He's raring to go. And for all that he's not been given much of a chance in the English media, or in fact media full stop, his record is pretty impressive, albeit not at this level.
Let me tell you something. If Anthony Joshua had been fighting in Las Vegas or fighting in Los Angeles, then Andy Ruiz would have been the first choice opponent. Do you know Big Baby Miller's record is nowhere near as impressive as Andy Ruiz's record? Baby Miller was chosen simply because of location. He was a geographic opponent. His gym and his home is no more than 2 or 3 miles from where I'm sitting now, and I'm sitting and I can see through my window at Madison Square Garden. So there you go. That tells you how close Miller lived. And in comes Ruiz. Ruiz can fight. Forget the fact he's 4 or 5 inches shorter and he's not ripped like Joshua. Ruiz can fight, and he would have been, take it from me, the opponent, had this fight been scheduled for Los Angeles or Las Vegas. He would have been really high on the list.
Interesting, because AJ is 20s on with us here at William Hill to win, and obviously his record speaks for itself now, 22-0, 21 knockouts. Are we going to just make that 23-0? Is it going to be as straightforward as the betting suggests?
I think it will be as straightforward as the betting suggests, but what it won't be is it won't be a massive capitulation with any question marks attached to Ruiz's performance. He will, as we say in the boxing business, go down swinging. And when you're 20s on, as you said there, when you're as dominant as Joshua is, and when you're not fighting either Deontay Wilder or Tyson Fury, then the best you can hope for the man in the opposite corner is that he, quote-unquote, goes down swinging. Trust me, Ruiz will not disappoint.
Interesting. OK, so if you are looking for a little bit more value on the betting front, what are we talking rounds-wise? Do we think that it's going to be a knockout? Do we think Joshua could get knocked down early, maybe, and then bounce back? It seems unlikely, but stranger things have happened.
Joshua will be caught with a left hook at some point in the first couple of rounds, and he may even wobble. I don't know if he'll go down, but he'll certainly get caught with a left hook. It's Ruiz's favourite punch. Can you bear in mind, Ruiz, remember, giving away all that height, fights tall men all the time. He's perfected a big looping left hook that catches tall men and catches them hurt and hurts them. So that will happen. Not sure he'll go down, he'll be hurt. My gut feeling is that if it doesn't end in the first minute, and trust me, I think Joshua might fancy it early, if it doesn't end very quickly, it'll be about four or five rounds with Joshua just pounding away, working the body for a couple of rounds and getting him out of there. I'd be amazed if it's still going by round six. So I'm going for about four and five.
Okay. We've got round four for AJ, 9-1, 8-1 for AJ round five. And you mentioned one of the special markets that we have there, the Your Odds markets. Anthony Joshua to win in the first 60 seconds is 40-1. It's a big old price. And as you said, there is a chance he'll come out and try and do that.
And there is more than a chance. He said he might do that. You know, he might just give it a real strong 20, 30, 40 seconds. If you can catch him cold, he'll have all of the massive physical advantages. But I don't think he'll keep that up for 3 minutes or two rounds. I think he'll start to settle down and box sensibly, perhaps as early as the second half of the first round. But don't be at all surprised if he comes out very fired up. The crowd will get him fired up. The venue will get him fired up. And he's got a bit of righteousness on his side, to be perfectly honest with you. He wants to prove that he's the heavyweight that will at least fight or agree to fight the others.
And what we've not mentioned yet is, of course, this is Anthony Joshua's US debut. Is that going to make things any more difficult for him?
Yeah, I think he's put himself under pressure here. He's here at Madison Square Garden, the old spiritual home of boxing. He's here to look good. He's here to impress. And he's here to basically stake a claim to that mythical title as the sort of best heavyweight out there. You know, and at the moment, no one's really sure who is the best heavyweight out there. Is it Deontay Wilder? Is it Tyson Fury? Or is it Anthony Joshua? Well, a good performance, especially a quick bludgeoning, will go some ways to making Joshua the man on most people's lips. And so he's put himself under pressure, and rightly so. When you're making the type of money he's making, there should be some pressure added.
A whole host of markets to get your teeth stuck into on the William Hill website, as ever. Loads of Your Odds markets as well, if you like Anthony Joshua to win in rounds 4-6 and Ruiz to be knocked down in rounds 1-3. That's 3-1, for example. There's a whole host of stuff to take a look at, including, actually, cross-sport Your Odds. If you're betting on the Champions League final as well, you can have Anthony Joshua to win in rounds 1-3 and Mo Salah to have a shot on target. Over one shot on target is 6-1 if you're looking to get your bets on for both coming up on Saturday night. So you're saying Joshua rounds 4 or 5, but you wouldn't put anyone off that 40-1 poke first 60 seconds?
No, that's always that is a very fun little touch, that, to be honest with you, because it's something that I'd already talked about before you alerted me to it. So there you go. Great minds think alike, though, I'm told.
There you go. In terms of the undercard, there's some big hitters on show as well. We've got Callum Smith, we've got Katie Taylor also fighting, Joshua Buatsi as well. It's going to be one heck of an evening, isn't it?
You know what, Eddie Hearn has pulled out something here. He's basically said that there's going to be 8,000 Brits in the venue. I'm going to give you some value. And he has. We've got a fantastic women's full unification. All four of the recognised belts will be on the line. Katie Taylor against the Belgian policewoman called Delphine Passoon, and Callum Smith defending his version of the super middleweight title against a man called Hassam Ndam Njikam. Both of those are really good fights. They should be really competitive. I see both Taylor and Smith winning on points, and they might win wide, but the fights won't be easy. And that sounds like a contradiction. Well, in boxing, we love contradictions.
Yeah, they are both pretty short to win. 16's on Katie Taylor, 50's on Callum Smith. As you said, it might just be a little bit more of a struggle than the betting suggests there. But as I said, there's loads of betting to take a look at. So you can, you know, use the betting and manipulate it in the way that you want to, can't you, Buncey?
Yeah, you can, indeed. I mean, you know, Katie Taylor to stop Delphine Passoon would be a really good win. Delphine Passoon's only lost once. It was a long time ago. And she's powerful and she can hurt people. She can hit. She's very strong. She's very awkward. And I think she gets through the 10 two-minute rounds. I think there are only two-minute rounds that women do. I think she gets to the bell. She might lose every round, but every round will be hard. Again, that sounds like a contradiction. It's not. It's what we do. So I fancy Taylor on points. And I fancy Callum Smith on points. I fancy Hassam Ndam might just know enough to be a bit cagey and survive and a bit clever. He's a man that's been at two Olympics. He's a man that's won and lost in world title fights. He's been in some big fights, mostly down at middleweight, but he's coming up. And Callum Smith is a large old lump. But I just have a feeling that Hassam might just know enough to survive. But he'll make every round as competitive as he possibly can. But I do fancy Callum Smith on points, and I do fancy Katie Taylor on points. Of the two there, I fancy Smith's got more chance of a stoppage. But again, I think it will be quite late in the fight, in the last four rounds, late, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, there is a stoppage.
OK, interesting. Loads of betting available on the William Hill website and app, as I mentioned. You mentioned the fact that there's going to be a whole host of Brits there. We're recording this on Thursday morning. Have they started to filter into New York yet?
Yeah, there was an open training session on Tuesday and there were a good few hundred Brits there. Plus, you're bumping into them walking around the city. They're occupying the Irish bars, watching Arsenal against Chelsea. And no doubt they'll be occupying different bars, watching Liverpool against Spurs on Saturday. Yeah, they're starting to file in, and there'll be the weigh-in will take place in Madison Square Garden, which, of course, for most of the people travelling over, will be the first time they've been inside that sacred venue. And that's free. You just have to register. You can get tickets for that for nothing. You just have to register, and I expect to see 4,000 or 5,000 there, and I'm imagining almost every one of them will be there for Joshua and the rest of the Irish and English and undercard, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I'm very jealous that you're there, Buncey, and I'm not, although by the sound of that siren in the background, you've got another storm coming, whatever on earth that was a minute ago.
Well, the hotel I'm staying in is it's above a fire station.
Oh, right.
And believe it or not, about every 2 hours they do a fire drill where they drive all their engines out, make as much noise as possible, go around the block making as much noise as possible, and drive them back in. Now, I assure you, they do this round the clock. Absolutely. And I've got myself up on the 26th floor, because the last time I was here last month with Amir Khan, I was down on about the 11th floor, and I felt like I was in the fire station precinct itself. I felt like I was part of the team. Kept trying to put a yellow hat on when I got out of bed. It was so noisy and so loud. So I'm a bit higher, but hey, boy, you can still hear everything perfectly.
Exactly. Right, it's going to be an absolutely belting weekend of sport. On the boxing front, make sure you get your bets on ahead of the big fight, Anthony Joshua against Andy Ruiz, coming up from Madison Square Gardens. It's going to be a belter. Thank you, Buncey.
Thank you. Absolute pleasure and a delight.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.